It's Friday, the 25th of March. This is Millennium 88 FM and 235 metres medium wave, commencing another day's broadcasting. It's 8 o'clock.
The Anglo-Irish Intergovernmental Summit meets later today. There's been a big fire at a Dublin bakery and the murder inquiry in Waterford is following a definite line of inquiry. News on 88 FM, I'm Joyce Jackson. Good morning. Four units of Dublin Fire Brigade have brought a major fire at O'Leary's Bakery in Blackrock, County Dublin, under control. The fire broke out shortly before 6 this morning and it's understood there was no one in the building at the time. The security situation in the north, as well as cross-border security cooperation, will be the main topics discussed by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Brian Lenihan, and Britain's Secretary of State for the North, Mr. Tom King, in London during a meeting of the Anglo-Irish Intergovernmental Conference later this morning. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Gerry Collins, and Mr. King's Deputy, Mr. John Stanley, will also attend. A large majority of Catholics in the north believe the Anglo-Irish agreement has failed to benefit the nationalist community. That's according to an opinion poll published in Belfast last night. The survey for the UTV Counterpoint programme and Fortnite magazine showed 81% of Catholics didn't think nationalists had gained from the accord. 88% of Catholics and 94% of Protestants thought the Unionists hadn't benefited from the agreement. In Lisburn, a 34-year-old man died in hospital after he was found with a gunshot wound to his stomach at Alexander Avenue last night. The RUC say a legally held firearm was recovered and foul play is not suspected. Murder squad detectives hunting for the killer of a Dungarvan County Waterford woman, Mrs. Kate Barry, say they're following a definite line of inquiry. Abroad, 29 people were killed and about 100 injured when two trains collided near Shanghai in eastern China. 27 Japanese students on an educational tour were among the dead. They were killed when their train collided with another after apparently ignoring a stop signal outside a station. The accident was the fifth major train crash in China in 3 months. Previous accidents this year killed 150 people and injured more than 300. Finally, Dublin's weather. It'll be windy and showery today with highest temperatures of 10 degrees Celsius. That's the news for now. More at 8:30.
Yes, good morning, Dublin. Welcome to Friday.
Have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Is she what you wanted? Or has time changed your mind? Has your dream love gone crazy? And what brings you here tonight? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just give up? Has she heard like me that slamming door? Did you leave for good or just get bored? Why have you left the one you left me for? Why have you left the one you left me for? Has she heard like me that slamming door?
That's Crystal Gale getting us underway. Welcome to After Eight. Declan Meehan here, junk clock Monday to Thursday. But me here means the weekend has begun. I'm the guy who brings the pay packets in here. Not the money, just the packets. Next thing to be accusing me of making a packet. Anyway, good morning. Here's Cliff Richard.
Used to think that life was sweet. Used to think we were so complete. Believe you throw it away. Used to feel we had it made. Used to feel we could sail away. Can you imagine how I feel today? Well, it seems a long time ago. You were the
back in 1979, there for Cliff Richard, number one, and we don't talk anymore.
Traffic lights, though, are out of order at Harold's Cross Bridge. Roadworks at the Kylemore Road Nace Road Junction are causing delays to incoming traffic, and there may still be some delays at Kerrisford Avenue and Convent Road Junction, where firemen have been putting out a fire. I'm glad they're doing it for some time. That's the traffic for now. Moving on with this one, also from the Dublin Chart. I love this. 20 past eight.
I've been to Cork and Kerry and Sligo, Leighton too. I've climbed the Wicklow Mountains, I swam in Galway Bay. I've had
the ball, enjoyed it all, but this I have to say. My heart belongs to Dublin, dear old Dublin town, where the grass is green and the gay colleagues are chased by lads they call Jackies, where the dear old Anna Libby, she flows down to the sea, where the dogs were blue and there's lots to do, that's where I long to be. It's famous for its beauty spots, its mountains and its seas, the Phoenix Park, St. Stephen's Green, and of course the Liberties. There's one thing it's most famous for, of that there is no doubt. It's the only place in all the world you get a decent pint of stout. My heart belongs to Dublin, dear old Dublin town, where the grass is green and the gay colleens are chased by lads they call Jackies, where the dear old Anna Libby, she flows down to the sea, where the dogs wear blue and there's lots to do, that's where I long to be. Tokyo to Idaho, New York to Delaware. No matter where I wander, this heart of mine won't rest till I cease to roam and I go back home to the place I love the best. My heart belongs to Dublin, dear old Dublin town, where the grass is green and the gay colleagues are chased by lads they call Jackies, where the dear old Anna Libby, she flows down to the sea, where the dogs wear blue and there's lots to do, that's where I long to be. My heart belongs to Dublin, dear old Dublin town, where the grass is green and the gay colleagues are chased by lads they call Jackies, where the dear old Anna Libby, she flows down to the sea, where the dogs wear blue and there's lots to do, that's where I long to be.
Great stuff from Mulligan. That's in Dublin's top 30. You can find out where it is on the programme tomorrow between 1 and 4. Millennium 88, 24 minutes past 8. And it's a great pullout about Millennium Radio at Hot Press this week, and all about the radio station, all about the people involved. But one line here, it says, the comparative veteran, Declan Meehan. I mean, comparative with who? Somebody suggested Donica O'Dooley.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, need the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? To you tonight, I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I
Marvelous stuff from Van the Man, one he didn't do last Saturday night, and that one called, of course, The Moon Dance. It's Millennium 88 at 29 past 8.
The Jazz Trail Easter weekend at the Portlaoise Dixieland Jazz Festival. Artists include Peanuts Hucko, Harry Gold, Roy Williams, and the best of Irish Dixieland jazz. For information, contact the Festival Club at the Galician Hotel, Portlaoise.
Come on, everybody!
Hello, how's it going then? This Now 11 double album's got great geezers on it like Jermaine Stewart, Pet Shop Boys, Billy Idol, Elton John, and a load of tunes by Kylie Minogue, Alan Kim, Vanessa Paradis, Sinead O'Connor,
Sinead,
yeah, and Wet Wet Wet, Tapao and Billy Ocean. Now 11 is like a railway, innit? 30 great tracks, get it?
Now 11 on double album cassette and CD. Now 11.
And the time now on Millennium 88 FM and 235 metres in the medium wave is exactly 8:30.
There'll be an Anglo-Irish intergovernmental meeting later this morning. Half of English people want their troops out of the north, and sexual abuse of children has been widely underestimated. News on 88FM, I'm Joyce Jackson, good morning. The fire which broke out at Glenabbey Factory off Carnesford Avenue in Blackrock County, Dublin, shortly before 6 o'clock this morning, has now been brought under control. Two fire brigade units are still at the scene. No one was injured in the blaze, the cause of which has not yet been determined. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr King, met Conservative Party backbenchers at Westminster last night on security in the north. He's reported to have told the MPs he hoped the violent deaths of the two British soldiers at Saturday's IRA funeral would act as a spur to encourage greater cooperation between the SDLP and unionists. Sources at the meeting said, according to the Press Association news agency, that Mr King used the opportunity to confirm that the Chief Constable of the RUC, Sir John Herman, would end the policy of not policing paramilitary funerals. The security situation in the north, as well as cross-border cooperation, will be the main topics to be discussed by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr Lenihan, and Mr King at today's meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference in London. With them will be the Minister for Justice, Mr Collins, and Mr King's Deputy, Mr Stanley, the Garda Commissioner, Mr Eamon Doherty, and the head of the RUC, Sir John Herman. Half the people of England want British troops withdrawn from Northern Ireland immediately or within a preset time. That's according to a poll just published in the British magazine The Economist. The poll, which was taken before the violence of the past 2 weeks, found that 21% of those interviewed think that the troops should be withdrawn immediately, and another 29% believe they should be taken out of the north over a pre-arranged time. A psychiatrist has said 30% of children suffer some form of sexual abuse. Dr. Gerard Burns said there'd been a dramatic rise in sexual abuse throughout the world. He told a meeting of the Medico-Legal Society in Dublin last night that confirmed cases in Ireland have gone up from 37 5 years ago to 274 in 1986. And said Dr. Burns, it's widely accepted that this is an underestimate. Dublin's weather. It'll be windy and showery today with highest temperatures of 10 degrees Celsius. Finally, Melissa Sanders and her pet cat have come down to earth after spending a record 517 days on top of a 43-foot pole. 19-year-old Melissa beat the previous 488-day record in her effort to raise money for cancer research. After descending from her pole-top shack in Indianapolis, she said, "My knees are wobbly, but I feel great. Without the cat, I would never have made it." That's the news for now. More at 9.
Declan Meehan, 88 FM.
Number one from 1975, and I can't give you anything but my love. Doesn't sound a very good prospect to me. It's 24 minutes to 9 on Millennium 88, Billy Joel.
It's not only me breaking down when the tension gets high. Just when I'm in a serious mood, she is suddenly quiet and shy. Change the attitude tonight. I'll run out of places to hide. And if that's how I feel, then it's the best healing I'll ever know. It's undeniably real. Oh, leave a tender moment alone.
Man, Billy, leave a tender moment alone. 21 minutes to 9 on Millennium 88. Traffic news. Traffic is very heavy now, city bound from North Strand. This morning, the roadworks at Church Street Bridge are causing delays to traffic along the South Quays, and roadworks on Pier Street beyond Shaw Street Junction have reduced traffic there from 3 to 2 lanes. So it's a general picture. It's getting heavier. Just like the burden of life. It's Tiffany.
The flowers you gave me are just about to die. When I think about what could have been, makes me want to cry. The sweet words you whispered didn't mean a thing. I guess I saw we
Tiffany, now off to school with you. Her latest record, and could have been. It's 17 towards 9. And happy birthday to Tony Fagan in Glasnevin. High tones. Sharing his birthday with this man. 41 today. Old Reggie from Millennium.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you. My face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. And
Elton John on his birthday. He's actually moving house this year from Windsor, and recently he built a wardrobe onto his house. He had to get planning permission. It was so big, but he's moving house now. He's to sell all his furniture, and Sotheby's are actually auctioning off all his stuff, and he's reckoned to make £1.5 million from all that furniture, just because it doesn't suit in the new house. There you are, 12 minutes to 9.
Under the Eye of the Clock by Christopher Nolan, winner of the 1987 Whitbread Biography Award, read by Colm Heffernan, is now available on audio cassette from the Radio Cassette Department, RTE, Donnybrook, Dublin 4, and to prepaid callers at the RTE studios in Cork, Limerick and Waterford, Monday to Friday, price £11.50.
More toast, Jim?
Thanks, love. Anything in the paper?
It says here that Canada Life's personal pension plan...
Not at this hour of the morning.
No, listen. With Canada Life's personal pension plan, you can add at least £10,000 a year for life to your income, and it only costs...
£10,000 a year for life? Let's see. You're right, love. That's a very good deal indeed.
You will call Canada Life today, won't you?
Yes, dear. Without a decent pension, you won't have much of a future. Ring any branch of Canada Life about their personal pension plan today.
A full moon can have a strange effect on someone who's waiting to be loved. Loretta saw it from her window. Now she's fallen for her fiancé's crazy brother. Her father saw it high above the rooftops. Now he's taking a younger woman to the opera. Her mother saw it too, and now she's dining with a stranger. But don't blame the lovers. Blame it on the moon. Cher and Nicolas Cage star in Moonstruck, nominated for 6 Academy Awards. Moonstruck.
Now showing at the Adelphi.
Something great in 88.
Millennium.
With the latest hits and the greatest memories.
And good morning to Rachel Cleary. She's 10 years old today. Hi, Rachel. Happy birthday to you in Kinkora Road in Clontarf. Lots of love, too, from Paul Murphy. It's for you.
When they begin, they begin. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin. Quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. When they begin, de venir. Quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres.
para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más, quien me iba a decir que una vez te perdería. Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro yo estaba que tú aún me querías.
Nice one from Julio. 5:30 to 9, an update on traffic for you. Traffic lights are out of order at Harold's Cross Bridge. Roadworks at Kylemore Road and Nace Road Junction are causing delays to incoming traffic, and there may still be some delays at Kerrisford Avenue and Convent Road Junction, where firemen are on duty there after a fire. Traffic is very heavy city-bound from the North Strand. The roadworks at Church Street Bridge are causing delays to traffic along the South Quays, and roadworks on Pier Street beyond Shaw Street Junction have reduced traffic from 3 to 2 lanes. Now, Dolphin's Barn Library are hosting an exhibition entitled Liffey Bridges. No, dear, not Lloyd Bridges, Liffey Bridges. It's a comprehensive study and survey looking at the history, the architecture, the engineering and folklore of the Liffey Bridges, and there's models and photos and drawings and maps on display. Now, the thing is that this exhibition is closing tonight for a while, so try and make it along. It's open until 8 o'clock in Dolphin's Barn Library. And actually, I do know someone, a close friend, whose family came over from Newcastle upon Tyne back in the 1800s and settled in Dublin, and their job it was to build King's Bridge. So there we are. And I wouldn't cross him either. This is Brendan Grace.
In Dublin town there lives a girl fairer than the flower I'm wearing. Rose Donahue, all fresh and new, and I love her past all caring. And there she goes, my rings and rose, in God's garden there. My rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble, soft satin skin. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose, Dublin town has seen none fairer. Yards of lace to walk with grace, and a golden ring she's asking, a saving slow. Ah, but still I know that our love
is everlasting. And there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town I see none fairer. There she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer. And there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town I see none fairer.
Brendan Grace, my rings and rose. She was probably the first yuppie there. It's 9:01.
Lords of the Ring. This Sunday in Living, the new colour section of the Sunday Press, we take an exclusive look at the private worlds of three of Ireland's top horse trainers, plus fashion, swimsuits, the hottest styles, the hottest colours, the hottest looks. All in Living, the new colour section of the Sunday Press, this Sunday and every Sunday.
Today's prices at Quinsworth match anyone's prices on basic everyday groceries. And we give you a choice. Quality food costs less at Quinsworth. Now that's real value.
Woo, come on everybody.
Hello, how's it going then? This Now 11 double album's got great geezers on it like Jermaine Stewart, Pet Shop Boys, Billy Idol, Elton John, and a load of tunes by Kylie Minogue, Mel and Kim, Vanessa Paradis, Sinead O'Connor,
Sinead,
yeah, and Wet Wet Wet, Tapao and Billy Ocean. Now 11 is like a railway, innit? 30 great tracks, get it?
Now 11 on double album cassette and CD. Now 11.
Yes, this is Millennium 88 FM, 235 metres on the medium wave. It's 9 o'clock.
Tom King says he wants to get unionists and the SDLP talking again. The FUE says it's opposed to changes in disability benefits. And Garthy and Santry are hunting daffodil thieves. News on 88 FM, I'm Joyce Jackson. Good morning. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr King, met Conservative Party backbenchers at Westminster last night on security in the north. He's reported to have told the MPs he hoped the violent deaths of the two British soldiers at Saturday's IRA funeral would act as a spur to encourage greater cooperation between the SDLP and unionists. Sources at the meeting said Mr King used the opportunity to confirm that the RUC would end the policy of not policing paramilitary funerals. The security situation in the north, as well as cross-border cooperation, will be the main topics to be discussed by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr Lenehan, and Mr King at today's meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference in London. With them will be the Minister for Justice, Mr Collins, and Mr King's Deputy, Mr Stanley, the Garda Commissioner, Mr Eamon Doherty, and the head of the RUC, Sir John Herman. Meanwhile, half the people of Britain want their troops withdrawn from Northern Ireland immediately or within a preset time. That's according to a poll just published in the British magazine The Economist. The poll, which was taken before the violence of the past 2 weeks, found that 21% of those interviewed think that the troops should be withdrawn immediately, and another 29% believe they should be taken out of the north over a pre-arranged time. The Federated Union of Employers say they're opposed to rushing through any changes in the system of paying disability benefit that would be unfair or unworkable. The FUE said cutting the employer's PRSI contribution rate in return for making them pay the first 13 weeks of sickness pay was unfair and would not work. The Employers' Federation said although there were some advantages in the government's proposal, there were a number of difficult financial, administrative and industrial relations problems to be solved. Abroad, Israeli soldiers in the West Bank have shot and killed an 18-year-old Palestinian and seriously injured seven others, according to the Palestine Press Service. The latest death brings to 102 the number of Palestinians killed since their uprising began in the occupied territories over 3 months ago. The fire which broke out at Glenabbey factory off Carnesford Avenue in Blackrock County, Dublin, shortly before 6 o'clock this morning, has now been brought under control. Two fire brigade units are still at the scene. No one was injured in the blaze, the cause of which has not yet been determined. Dublin's weather, it'll be windy and showery today, with highest temperatures of 10 degrees Celsius. Finally, Gardaí and Santry Dublin are investigating reports that large quantities of daffodils were pulled from the new Santry bypass earlier this morning and taken away in a van. Today is National Daffodil Day, and bunches of the flowers will be sold to aid cancer research. That's the news for now. More at 9:30.
Millennium.
Declan Meehan.
88 FM.
Smokey Robinson, and being with you, Millennium Radio is with you every single day. It's 9:07, and Nancy Griffith has an album and a single in the Dublin chart at the moment, but I've come across an album from 1985, and in fact the LP was recorded at Jack Clemens' Cowboy Arms Hotel and Recording Spa. Recording Spa, I've never heard that one before. It was recorded back in October 1985, and here she is. Title track from the album, The Last of the True Believers on Millennium 88 FM, Nancy Griffith.
Oh, he said it was the sound of the winter calling. I'm up around the bend, or it could be the cry of your restless heart, or the love of your long lost friend. Oh, but me, I think it's just the summertime and the heat of these tax sales winds. They keep on a slapping my face with dust so thick that the tears won't roll again. Last of the true believers, if you grown weary all alone, you could go home again. They say love doesn't last that long, and the ghost of the one that you love the best is bound to be long gone. So you fall for the one you believe in, and take pride in the heart you hold, as when the winter time pounds upon your door, it's shelter from the cold. Last of the true believers, if you run weary all alone, you could go. Because this wintertime sure looks cold to me. Come on up around the bend.
Last of the true believers, if you run a weary all alone, you could go home again, home again, home. Last of the true believers, you pack your things and you're back home. You could go home again, home again, home. Oh, if you go home again, home again, home. Well, it looks like home again, home again, home. Oh, if you go home again, home again, home. Well, he brings me home again, home again, home.
1985 for Nancy Griffith. And The Last of the True Believers on Millennium. That's very interesting, though. Recorded in a recording spa. I would have thought that was for washed-out performers rather than somebody like Nancy. 9:10, Declan Meehan with you on After Eight on a Friday morning on 88. Take heed, it's the boss.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Oh,
He's coming to Europe this summer. Maybe he'll pay us a visit. Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire. Some more traffic news. Traffic is building up at the city centre. It's especially heavy now in Dame Street, College Green, Westmoreland Street, and both north and southbound in O'Connell Street. And there's a fair amount of congestion from traffic in Stephen's Green to Merrion Road. That should be, I presume, Merrion Road. The lights are still out of order at Fenian Street and Hollis Street Junction, and the roadworks in Pier Street are snarling up traffic somewhat in that area. So it's particularly heavy. I suppose not unusual for a Friday morning. Past 9 on Millennium 88 from the Dublin chart is Johnny Hates Jazz.
She's a girl who wants a rhythm, never tired of always giving. A faceless man, a pose of pleasure, and the nights go on and on. Walking the streets for a handful of money, love don't come cheap with a heart.
We'll have that in the Dublin chart tomorrow between 1 and 4. Johnny Hates Jazz there and Heart of Gold. I was telling you about Dolphin's Bar and Library and the Liffey Bridges exhibition ending tonight. Well, two more exhibitions in libraries around Dublin are ending, so this is your last opportunity for the moment to go along and see what's happening. Well, Dunamede Library, Dublin in the Rare Old Times can be seen. It's a photographic exhibition. It's on until 8 o'clock tonight, the last night for the moment. And in Clondalkin Library, they're hosting a pictorial survey of prehistoric and early Christian sites and monuments in County Dublin, also till 8 o'clock.
More toast, Jim?
Thanks, love. Anything in the paper?
It says here that Canada Life's personal pension plan...
Not at this hour of the morning.
No, listen. With Canada Life's personal pension plan, you can add at least £10,000 a year for life to your income, and it only costs...
£10,000 a year for life? Let's see. You're right, love. That's a very good deal indeed.
You will call Canada Life today, won't you?
Yes, dear. Without a decent pension, you won't have much of a future. Ring any branch of Canada Life about their personal pension plan today.
Wake up in the morning, wanna treat my body right. What am I gonna spread on my toes?
Oh, Bite Delight.
made with pure sunflower oil, and with the taste that'll make you shine.
Oh, bite and bite.
Make it part of your busy day. Enjoy living in a healthier way.
Oh,
what's that?
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Bite and bite.
Yeah. Good night.
from a great CD of three records altogether, featuring nearly 40-odd tracks. Yes, indeed. Ella Fitzgerald, Who Else? And the Gershwin song, Someone to Watch Over Me. And if you like songs like that, and nice romantic love songs, Maxig is here at 10:30 to 11:30 with those Dublin's favourite love songs. Now, hello to Mrs. Donna Egan, Kincora Road in Clontarf. Happy birthday today from your sister Bernadette. Take it easy today, Mrs. Egan. Also hello to Ornia de Burke of 34 Maple Drive in Carpenterstown, Castleknock in County Dublin. And hello to you, Ornia, and it's greetings from Fergal and for the staff of Best Options in the ILAC Centre. Yes, celebrating their first year of opening. Congratulations to you from Oliver. And for you, a goodie from 1966 from the Love and Spoonful.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my loan. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Thank you.
Number one in Dublin for Vanessa Paradis and Joe Maxey. It's 29 minutes past nine.
Come on, everybody.
Hello, how's it going then? This Now 11 double album's got great geezers on it like Jermaine Stewart, Pet Shop Boys, Billy Idol, Elton John, and a load of tunes by Kylie Minogue, Mel and Kim, Vanessa Paradis, Sinead O'Connor,
Sinead,
yeah, and Wet, Tapao, and Billy Ocean. Now 11 is like a railway, isn't it? 30 great tracks, get it?
Now 11 on double album cassette and CD. Now 11.
Are you paying too much tax? Do you know what you can claim? All the answers plus special tax tips from international accountants Ernst & Whinney are in the Business and Finance Guide to Taxation. Available now from all newsagents. The Business and Finance Guide to Taxation. See the new Super Fresco wall coverings at Hugh Fawkins Decorating Center. Also, fantastic range of clearing line of blown vinyl from £3.98 per roll. So, for extra wallpaper value, call to Hugh Fawkins, Talbot Street and Cable Street.
Make it the best Easter ever at Dundrum Shopping Centre, Dublin. Take pleasure shopping in friendly surroundings from a large variety of shops. Late opening every Thursday and Friday, and lots of car parking too. Hurry along to Dundrum Shopping Centre now.
Millennium 88 at 9:30.
Tom King hopes to get the SDLP and unionists talking again. There's been a dramatic rise in child sex abuse, and the organisers of National Daffodil Day criticised this morning's flower theft. News on 88FM, I'm Joyce Jackson, good morning. Northern Secretary Tom King is understood to have told Conservative backbench MPs last night that he'll try to get the SDLP and unionists talking to each other. He was briefing the Conservative backbench Northern Ireland Committee at Westminster. He apparently told MPs that he hoped the violent deaths of two British soldiers at Saturday's IRA funeral in Belfast would encourage greater cooperation between the SDLP and unionists. The security situation in the north, as well as cross-border cooperation, will be the main topics to be discussed by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Lenehan, and Mr. King at today's meeting of the Anglo-Irish Conference in London. With them will be the Minister for Justice, Mr. Collins, and Mr. King's Deputy, Mr. Stanley, the Garda Commissioner, Mr. Eamon Doherty, and the head of the IUC, Sir John Herman. A large majority of Catholics in the North believe the Anglo-Irish agreement has failed to benefit the nationalist community. That's according to an opinion poll published in Belfast last night. The survey for the UTV Counterpoint programme and Fortnight magazine showed 81% of Catholics didn't think nationalists had gained from the accord. 88% of Catholics and 94% of Protestants thought the unionists hadn't benefited from the agreement. A psychiatrist says 20% of girls and 10% of boys suffer some form of sexual abuse. According to Dr. Gerard Byrne, there's been a dramatic rise in sexual abuse throughout the world. Speaking in Dublin last night, he confirmed that cases in Ireland have gone up from almost 40 5 years ago to nearly 300 in 1986, and he claimed that figure was widely accepted as an underestimate. The organisers of National Daffodil Day have criticised the taking of fresh daffodils from the Santry Bypass in Dublin this morning as an obnoxious act. They say that any fresh daffodils on sale today in aid of the Irish Cancer Society will have a special wrapper on them, and these flowers have been supplied by all main flower growers and nurseries in the country. Dublin's weather, it'll be windy and showery today with highest temperatures of 10 degrees Celsius. Finally, on this day back in 1969, John Lennon and Yoko Ono had begun their famous lie-in honeymoon at the Hilton Hotel in Amsterdam as a protest against violence everywhere. Lennon denied the special happening would involve the couple in a public show of lovemaking and said not just anyone would be invited to join them in their lie-in, they would be selective. He said that while he was in bed, he had a better position for composing. As 60 journalists and photographers escaped from the hotel room, Lennon called after them, "It's not what you expected, but we're happy." That's it for now. Headlines on 88FM at 10.
Millennium.
Declan Meehan.
88FM.
Oh, come on, let's have a Beatley one then.
I should have known better with a girl like you that I would love everything that you do.
Holidays Night, 1964.
You love me.
For the Beatles, and I should have known better. Millennium 88, 25 minutes to 10. Declan Mean with you on After 8. And happening in the snooker today in Goffs, the Irish Masters continue. And Cliff Thorburn is playing at 2 o'clock against Alex Higgins, the King of Ireland. And at 7:15, Steve Davis is on with Joe Johnson.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Stuff from Elvis Presley and Suspicious Minds on Millennium 88. Now, let me tell you all about a Millennium Karate International, which is taking place at the GAA Sports Centre, Malahide Road, Balgriffin, next Sunday. Okay, it's hosted by the All-Ireland Karate Do Wado Kai, and it features teams from Ireland, Wales and England in a league tournament. And five of Japan's top karate masters will be in attendance, and also several top internationals are included in the England, Wales and Irish teams. So, looks like being a good day along there. If you're interested in karate, just go along. Yoshihiko Iwasaki is in charge of everything there, and it'll be a great old day for karate lovers. GAA Sports Centre, Malahide Road, Balgriffin, a Millennium event. Right now, it's heading for number one. It's number one across the water, and find out tomorrow between 1 and 4 where it is on the Dublin chart. It's Aswad.
I won't beg you to stay.
Nice one, that, by Oswad, and Don't Turn Around on Millennium 88. And a special word for those of you heading towards Dublin now from Blackrock. It seems to be a bit of chaos out there. The DART service is out of action and has been for almost an hour now. And there's severe traffic congestion in Booterstown and Merrion Gate, and motorists are asked to avoid Ruck Road for the next hour. So the DART service in the south there, out of action, severe congestion at Booterstown and Merrion Gate. Avoid Ruck Road for the next hour. Right, back in time to 1970 with this one for mums this morning. Especially to Mrs. Nolan, who requested this from Crumlin. Hello to you, 16 before 10. Anne Murray.
Beneath its snowy metal, cold and pink, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. Song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can't.